Welcome to the deep dive. You've shared some really interesting material with us. It looks at how artificial intelligence is being used in fundraising.
Yeah, across quite a few sectors, universities, healthcare, other nonprofits.
Exactly. So let's get straight to it. We're going to dive into the most innovative and, well, effective ways AI seems to be transforming fundraising.
Sounds good. Pulling out the key insights, the practical stuff people might actually use or think about.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's unpack this.
It's quite something how fast AI is moving. I mean, yeah. It's not just crunching numbers in the background anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's really getting woven into how organizations actually engage and, you know, cultivate donors in very tangible ways.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things seems to be this idea of personalized engagement, but like doing it at scale.
That's the key, isn't it?
Right.
Scale. Think about generative AI, the kind that can actually create content.
Okay.
It's proving super useful for crafting personalized communications. We're talking emails, specific thank you notes.
So not just mail merge, dear donor name.
Exactly. More like impact reports tailored to what they actually gave to, social media messages for different groups, even like initial talking points for a call.
Talking points. Interesting.
Yeah, it means the content can change based on donor history preferences. It could make donors feel more seen, you know, more understood.
It's definitely intriguing, that balance between AI and keeping the human connection. You mentioned Providence St. Joseph Health.
Right. They're using it for drafting thank you notes, impact reports.
And the result.
They reported, I think, a 40% reduction in writing time for their staff.
40%. That's significant.
It is. But crucially, with human oversight, the AI drafts. A person reviews and sends.
Which frees people up for other things, presumably.
That's the idea. More time for strategy, for building those deeper relationships. It's about augmenting the team, not replacing them.
Makes sense. Okay, another area that jumped out was finding and prioritizing potential donors, like a super efficient research assistant.
Exactly. Predictive AI. It looks at, well, everything you've got. Your CRM data, past giving, engagement history, maybe public wealth indicators. It uses algorithms to spot patterns.
Patterns that suggest who might give or give again.
Precisely. And maybe even what they might give to. It can be way more efficient and potentially more accurate than trying to do all that research manually.
Can you give us a clearer picture, like an example?
Sure. The Mayo Clinic. They analyze patient histories, wealth signals, community ties, stuff like that.
To do what?
To prioritize donors for specific campaigns or initiatives. And apparently this data-driven approach was part of securing a major AI-focused gift.
Wow.
And NYU Langone Health is doing something similar, using a language model, looking at clinical documents.
Wait, clinical documents?
Yeah, to see if patient outcomes might indicate, you know, philanthropic potential.
Huh. So it's finding those subtle clues in huge amounts of data, things a person might just miss.
You got it. It really makes you wonder what's hiding in your own data, doesn't it?
It does. Hidden potential.
And it's not just finding new people. It helps you segment your current donors better, too. Make the outreach more relevant.
Okay, now, autonomous donor cultivation. That sounds futuristic. Tell us about these AI virtual engagement officers.
Right, VEOs. This is where AI gets more proactive. It's often aimed at those mid-level donors.
The ones who maybe don't get tons of personal attention.
Exactly. Maybe resources are tight.
Yeah.
So these VEOs, basically digital fundraisers, they try to engage that group.
Like a chatbot fundraiser.
Sort of, but more sophisticated, ideally.
Mm-hmm.
Gizzy's testing one with universities. The idea is to reach maybe 70-80% of those mid-level donors who weren't getting much contact.
Oh.
By personalizing outreach using LinkedIn data, career info, things like that, they're projecting it could bring in like $150,000 to $200,000 a year per 1,000 donors.
For what kind of cost?
I think the projected cost was around $25,000.
But the challenge there must be making that virtual interaction feel, well, real. Building trust.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But look at Parkland Health Foundation, their AI fundraiser, Nicole.
Nicole? They named it.
Apparently so. In the first month, Nicole secured, I think it was 142 gifts, totaling around $40,000.
Not bad for a bot's first month.
And it even flagged a potential planned giving prospect. So it suggests AI can play an active role. Could it complement a human team? Maybe.
Interesting. Shifting gears slightly, what about higher education? Alumni networks are huge there.
Yeah, and AI is being used to optimize those networks.
Yeah.
Sifting through massive alumni records.
Looking for
wealth signals, mainly. And predicting who might actually participate in a campaign.
Is there a specific tool for that?
Well, BWS Donor AI is one example. They claim it can screen like 500,000 alumni records.
Wow.
Looking for hidden wealth, real estate, stocks, that kind of thing. And they claim 82% accuracy in predicting who will join a capital campaign.
82% accuracy.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful for planning, right?
Huge advantage. It could totally reshape how universities approach alumni fundraising. Imagine allocating resources with that kind of insight.
You could be much more targeted, focus efforts where they're most likely to pay off.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about donor-facing stuff. What about behind the scenes, streamlining the admin work?
Oh, absolutely. AI can help gift officers quite a bit there, summarizing prospect info from the CRM, drafting follow-up emails, suggesting next steps.
Taking some of the routine work off their plates.
Yeah, and automating things like report generation, data entry. Michigan Medicine uses AI to help staff draft notes and messages.
Just think about the time saved.
Right. If AI handles some of that admin burden, gift officers get more time for, you know, actual relationship building.
A human connection again.
Always comes back to that.
Okay, what about grants? That often feels like such a relationship-heavy process. Can AI really help there?
Well, the relationship is still key, obviously, but AI can make the process more efficient.
How so?
By analyzing historical grant data, looking at foundation priorities, it can predict the likelihood of getting funding from Foundation A versus Foundation B.
And help tailor the proposal.
Exactly. Aligning it better with what that specific foundation wants to see. Predictive matching, basically. Could really streamline things.
So AI helps aim the compelling narrative, but you still need the narrative.
You absolutely still need the story. AI just helps make sure it lands in the right place with the right spin. Optimizing strategy.
Makes sense. What about events? Donor events are such a staple.
Yeah, and AI could potentially shake those up too. Personalizing schedules for attendees based on their interests.
Okay.
Suggesting networking connections. You should meet so-and-so. You both support X. Even generating real-time summaries of talks.
Huh. An event experience tailored to each donor.
Imagine that. It could really deepen engagement, make the event feel more valuable.
Yeah, though you wouldn't want to lose the serendipity, right? Those random conversations that happen.
That's the balancing act again. Integration without losing the human element.
And AI is even getting embedded in the fundraising content itself, like videos.
Yeah, AI and machine learning. They can be built into multimedia, like videos, to personalize things.
Personalize what?
Elements within the video, maybe the call to action. It could change depending on who's watching. St. Jude did this, apparently.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Yeah, integrated ML into appeal videos. Made giving simpler, helped connect with younger, more diverse donors.
That's really clever. Making the content dynamic makes you think how your stuff could be more engaging, more personal.
Definitely food for thought.
Now, with all these exciting possibilities, we have to talk about ethics and practical stuff, too.
Absolutely critical. You can't just unleash AI without thinking through the implications.
So things like ethical frameworks, data privacy,
yeah,
those are paramount.
Hugely important. And maintaining that human touch, you don't want to over-automate.
Are there examples of where it's gone wrong?
Well, the sources mentioned some risks. Like,
oh.
One university saw 23% false positives in major gift predictions because their data wasn't complete.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much. And another example, an anonymous healthcare foundation apparently saw a 15% increase in donor attrition after using really generic AI messages.
Ouch. So it backfired.
It seems so. Which highlights the need for that hybrid approach. Human oversight, AI assistance, and transparency about data use is key.
There was a study mentioned, University of California.
Yeah, 2024. It suggested organizations without ethics review boards saw donor opt-out rates from AI campaigns that were like three times higher.
Three times higher. That's a strong argument for ethical oversight.
Definitely. And there's even, for some groups, the environmental impact of AI to consider. The energy it uses. A unique angle for, say, environmental nonprofits.
That's a really interesting point. So success factors seem to be that human AI partnership, clear data policies, maybe getting expert help.
Those seem to be the common threads, yes.
Okay, so despite the pitfalls, when it works, how do we know?
Yeah.
How are organizations measuring success?
Good question. The reports indicate tangible results. Increased efficiency, better donor engagement, higher response rates.
Bigger gifts.
Yeah, larger average gift sizes, and overall better ROI. GivingMind reported a 25% boost in ROI for their users. DonorSearch AI saw an 85% jump in response rates.
Those are pretty compelling numbers.
They are. So the key metrics to track are things like donor acquisition cost, retention rates, online conversion rates.
The usual suspect.
Pretty much, but viewed through the AI lens. Average donation size, major donor prospects identified, and that overall ROI gives you a data-driven picture.
Okay, so summing up, AI offers some seriously powerful tools, really innovative ways to boost fundraising effectiveness.
No doubt about it.
But strategic implementation, ethics, keeping humans in the loop, measuring results, those are crucial.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's about using the tech to enhance fundraising, not, you know, fundamentally replace what makes it work.
This has been really insightful, lots of practical stuff to think about, which leads to maybe a final thought. Given everything we've discussed, all these capabilities, how might AI really reshape donor relationships and giving itself in the coming years? What haven't we even considered yet?
That's the big question, isn't it? New possibilities, maybe new challenges too. Definitely something to mull over.
Indeed. Lots to consider for your own work. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.